We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Final segment of In Focus. Got a few minutes left here with Jack Alston, Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation Executive Director. And we're talking about some growth here in the communities in Pottawatomie County. And we were chatting here about that new church project in St. Mary's. What kind of jobs do you think that'll bring with it and the added growth to the area?
Well, the construction will end, I think it's December 5th, 2022. And you can already hear rumblings like a new parishioner that was working at Onyx, two of them, purchased the Onega Meat Locker. So it's called the Flint Hills Meat Locker in Onega. So not only you're going to, what you might see is Pius X parishioners are very, very entrepreneurial. And you may see them bring their own businesses to the St. Mary's area or Wamego area, as opposed to just people coming looking for work, which you'll get. But I don't think, and that's what happened in the 80s and 90s is when they came here, like Roll Products and KG Motes, they brought their ideas and their businesses here. So I think you'll see a lot of that. And that information is coming from members of the committee that I'm on the economic impact analysis.
All right. Well, that whole.
So anyhow, continuing on, you know, our workforce development program is kind of known all over the state because we've continued this Work Keys initiative. We've now achieved quadruple maintenance, and we're only the second county in the whole country that has that. But the key is Wamego, Rock Creek, and USD 383 had more than 50% of their high school juniors score a gold or platinum, which means they have the cognitive and foundational skills to perform 90% of the jobs in the United States of America. It's hard to believe, but there are champions out there like Gina Kugler, at a counselor at Wamego High School, who's kind of leading the charge in the state. She's been asked to testify in the Senate, Kansas Senate, and then she's going to be talking to the Kansas Board of Education with me in a couple weeks. Right now, 91 employers in the county recognize or recommend the Work Ready certificate after the kids take Work Keys. And along with that, Wamego has a very creative internship program where kids go out and work in industry, whether it's a beauty salon or a bank or it's a manufacturing company. They have kids out there working now. And this, I think this semester, the number is up over 50, which is very encouraging. And a big thing is Manhattan Tech is building a new center in Wamego. They've completed construction or reconstruction on the first building, and they're completing it on the second building. And I've been inside, and the classes, they're smart classes, smart classrooms where, you know, you could do Zoom and see everybody at the same time. And I think they're going to be, you know, really, really beneficial. The dual credit numbers with Wamego High, at least, are increasing at an increasing rate. So the partnership that we're forming with the tech college is just terrific. And we're hoping that the third building will be used for welding and will benefit some of the manufacturers in Wamego that are continuing to look for skilled welders and CNC operators and mechanics. We led the effort. We're kind of leading the effort to support the Flint Hills Regional Council in reorganization and funding. And we just agreed to a yearly membership or investment of up over $5,000. Now the Manhattan Chamber is up over $20,000. So it's based on population of the five counties that are inside the district. We have continuing cooperation and partnerships and synergy with the greater, with the Manhattan Area Chamber, which is the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership. And then, of course, we work with the small chambers on all sort of issues. And during COVID, we work closely with them on CARES and community development block grant assistance for companies in those communities in Onega and Westmoreland, St. Mary's, and Wamego. Our partnership with the Manhattan Chamber, called the Greater Manhattan Economic Partnership, is a model all over the country. We've been using New Boston Creative to promote on Facebook, LinkedIn, our website. They've been doing videos, and we're really focusing on the biodefense and animal health industries. And we've launched a lead generation campaign with a firm out of Canada. And we've been having some Zoom meetings with companies, and they're working out. It's working out very well.
Jack, we're out of time here, Jack, but exciting stuff here. And we'll have to bring you back on the program and talk some more.
Great.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.